John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we got special guest Zach here with us.
Say hi, Zach.
Hi.
Podcast number 44, episode 44, part two of a three-part episode. And joining us, we have...
Via Skype,
we have Professor Tom, Erica.
Hello.
And that's all we have right now.
All right,
the
then.
Occasional Arrowwolf.
Yeah, occasional Arrowwolf. He keeps trying to get in, but I just had to hang up on him because we were doing the intro. Sorry about that, Arrowwolf.
All right, let's get into it right away, John. We got some exciting news, don't we? Talking about Pod Riot.
Pod Riot.
Now, Pod Riot was the brainchild, the mastermind of Pod Riot is with us this evening.
No, that's incorrect.
That is incorrect. He is not the mastermind. Who is the mastermind of Pod Riot?
Mostly, my understanding is that it was Lynn from Griffin's Guide,
Lynn.
And Sci-Fi News, and or Paulie B somehow from a previous alliance or something. I don't know. The lineup suggestion was already there when I joined.
I see.
I was asked to. So she sent me that email that I forwarded to you.
But hold on. They were thinking
about forming an alliance.
All right, so we'll give them credit, but the credit really is for you because you really grabbed it by the balls, okay, Professor Tom?
Well, I got the free time.
Won. There you go. And you put it all together. It was just a concept. It was an idea. You were the one who made it materialize.
Well, Lynn also was right there. I mean, I'm not just being... gracious here. She really was. I mean, as much as I designed the website, she was there helping me design the website.
Well, kudos to Lynn, then.
I'll just take the credit, yeah. Tom.
As much as I'd like to, as much as my ego loves it, the name was her idea, and it's an awesome name.
All right, so before we get into the definition of Pod Riot, John, go ahead and play your outstanding promo.
Emmy Award winning.
It should be.
Peabody nominated.
Podcast Producer of the Year. John.
Right, here we go.
Hit it.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On podriot.com.
All right, so we'll
almost
turn it,
blew our fucking ears out.
Let's turn it over to Professor Tom. Go ahead and give a description of what is Pod Riot.
Pod Riot, the official definition, is a consortium of dedicated podcasters, both hobbyist, professional, and semi-professional. Basically, we just banded together to cross-pollinate audiences, help each other out, and to put together a consolidated web page so we can consolidate votes. Because one thing is, you know, I get 100 or so votes, if that. I haven't asked in weeks. You get 100 or so, Punky gets 100 or so. Well, if we get one feed to vote for, then we could, in theory, get top 10 on Podcast Alley and share the resulting traffic.
Okay, so what we're telling our fans now is, well, I've been telling them for weeks, don't vote for us.
Right. Go to podriot.com.
Go to podriot.com and vote
Scroll
for Pod
down
Riot.
A little bit. And also vote for TTM Punky, whatever, if you want to. But, you know, if you got a second, podriot.com, scroll down a little bit. Just below all, there's like 9 little banners for the different shows on the channel. The very bottom, you'll see a little box. You type your email in, you hit send, that's it. If you think about it the next day when you check your email, you'll get a confirmation. You click it, you're done. They don't spam you. If you voted for TTN, you know this. It's not a big deal. It's the same exact system, same Podcast Alley thing.
Right.
And we would appreciate it very, very much. We don't care about comments. We just want to be top 10 on Podcast Alley so we can make $1 billion in buy robot monkeys.
That's my
dream.
Screw the comments.
Can you imagine getting paid for this, John?
You're right.
I really don't even want to get paid. I just want like a million subscribers.
I just want $1 million.
Yeah.
See, I don't even care about that. I just want to walk down the street and they go, hey, that's that dude from the sex radio thing.
They already say that, don't they?
They do.
No, they have no idea.
We've been showing your picture to everybody.
Oh, cool. All right. I thought about making a shirt that says, ask me about my kinky sex radio show.
All right, now let's take a moment here and talk about the brilliance and the genius behind one John from TTN Total Talk Nonsense.
Oh, yeah. That stinger's awesome.
You were Skyping him? And you said, hey, man, I need a promo, a stinger, a bumper. What do we call it?
No, I'll tell you what happened was I said, okay, we need a stinger. Who are you going to go to? There's one answer for that. I was like, dude, John TTN, done. That's a done deal.
All right, so you got in touch with him.
Come on.
Yeah, he's the first and last call I made.
And 10 minutes later,
guys, I got this covered.
It wasn't 10 minutes.
10 minutes later, he had your stinger.
It was like 20, man. It was quick.
John's blushing.
I could do it quicker, but I was having some problems.
That's what your wife said.
You know what we could
do?
Did you write that, Zach?
Maybe we could do a stinger on air sometime.
I'll come.
We'll put
there.
A stinger together.
Yeah,
live.
Actually, Scott does some pretty good. What was that? I heard a.
Sorry.
Oh, that was Errol Wolf. He just sent me, it's okay.
It's okay. Hey, well, while we have Professor Tom on,
hey,
I would
voted.
Like...
Thanks anyway. Right, thanks anyway.
For Pod Riot, that is?
Yes.
Okay, Erica just voted for Pod Riot.
Thank you, Erica.
Let's give her some applause.
Yeah, that's
hey, we're awesome. Already we're already like top 100 on our podcast alley.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right,
like
so...
15,000 podcasts.
While we
in
have...
general, I think we're like the top 10.
Are we?
Can't get a word that's in awesome. Edgewise.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
Zach.
That was Scott. That was Scott.
That wasn't me. Don't put words in my mouth.
I'd like to comment that Scott Scott's very Paris Hilton-esque. He said,
oh, thank
that's,
you.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's
oh,
hot.
That is one of two of my phrases are that's hot and no doubt.
I'm sorry. I'm drinking Jack Daniels, so if I get mean, just hold me down.
All right, let's go around the room. I got, I'm on my second Miller High Life. No, my third. Zach, what are you on? Zach's got the six pack already.
Dude, man, you got a long drive home.
Yes, I do, and that's why I'm drinking so much.
All Zach right. and Scott shared a woman.
You just line up the knuckles.
What do you mean
I'm
we
sorry,
shared?
What?
Not at the same time.
No, not at the same time.
Wow.
But I, mean,
I don't remember that.
You are kindred spirits in a
way.
That's
a topic of my show coming up.
Well, we could say that about your lovely wife, Beth.
Hey-o.
And who? You?
Me.
Yeah,
wow.
We, oh, she and me share the same man.
I actually nice. Did not see that coming.
All right, now we have Professor Tom.
I didn't see
Tom
it coming either, and it was from right behind.
On the phone, I'm going to give him a quiz to see if the professorship is truly something that he should be
warranted,
that she should have in his title.
Has he earned the professorship?
And hopefully he'll be able to help me pronounce some of these things.
Is that true, the professorship? Is that something you call somebody? Excuse me, in your years as professor, you know, your professorship?
Yes. Okay,
Anjoui. Isn't that what the emeritus means or something?
All right, are you ready, Professor
I was talking
Tom?
About sure. Anjoui sausage.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to define what the word means, okay?
Uh-oh.
And
right.
If I pronounce the word incorrectly, please help me out.
Okay.
Number one, ready?
Yeah.
Auto-pederasty. Auto pederasty.
My grandma had that once.
Do you know what that is?
It's terrible. Well, it's something with the foot and yourself, because auto and pedo.
All right, I'm going to give you the spelling.
Uh-huh.
Auto, of course.
It's a foot right. fetish of yourself.
P-E-D-E-R-A-S-T-Y.
Thinking, yeah.
Auto pederasty.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Sounds like a foot fetish.
The unlikely it? Act in which a man inserts his partially hard penis into his own anus. Obviously, it's a trick
wow.
that a very small percentage of men can achieve, but it is for real.
Don't you have to remove a rib to be able to do that?
No, that's to give yourself a blowjob. John
fellatio.
Had that done. The porn video appropriately
no,
titled...
No, it's just to give you a blowjob.
Go fuck yourself.
Rib move.
...is devoted to the act, and the Latino guy on the cover shows how it's done. All right, that was a hard
What's
one.
What's it got to be a Latino guy, man? They got to point that out.
Los Chichis.
That wasn't a hard one. It was a semi-hard one, if you were recall
it was
reading it correctly.
Zach's paying attention. After six brewskis, he's still on top of it, John.
That's because I'm semi-hard. Go ahead.
Next one. Axolism. Axolism.
Spell it.
A-X-I-L-L-I-S-M. Axolism.
Erica chiming in.
It's got to be some affiliation with Guns N' Roses, Tom. Go ahead.
Axolism.
All right. Once you've exhausted the potential of your partner's mouth, vagina, and or anus, it's time to look for new possibilities, John.
Is this the armpit?
In axolism, the virgin territory being invaded by the penis is the armpit. Professor
yes,
Tom
got it.
Comes in right under the gun. One
that's
famous axophile
study of Latin.
Was Dada Surrealist Photographer Man Ray, who, when asked his favorite parts of a woman, replied, the breasts and the armpits.
Scientific reason being because pheromones come from three areas, the feet, the armpits, and the genitals.
All right, now, Professor Tom, you probably don't
know
this one.
What the hell was that creaking sound?
Don't worry about it.
You probably don't know this one.
That's my knee.
But John and I are familiar with it, so that'll give you a little tip.
What the vagina?
I'm going to guess it's butt sex.
No.
Bestiality.
What is docking? Docking.
Docking.
It's where Scott backs into my cock.
That is incorrect. Docking involves two men, docking? At least one of whom must be uncircumcised.
Oh, okay, penises. Yeah. This is the Chinese love cuff thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
With penises facing each other, the foreskin of the uncut guy is pulled over the cock head or part of the shaft.
What the fuck?
If it's really stretchy foreskin of the other guy. One of the partners then grabs the foreskin and uses it to stroke both dicks, Zach. That's right, both of them.
Who the hell comes up with this
on
shit?
On a web massage board, Dr. shares his experiences.
Both dicks.
Well, here's the rule, though, Zach. If you can do that and memorize the Greek alphabet, you can get into Phi Beta Kappa.
Ah,
nice. Yeah, because you can't get into a fraternity. You got to be able to do that and walk with a quarter pinch between your butt cheeks.
Oh, right.
Gamma Fama foreskin.
How do you separate frat guys from pledges? Anybody? With a crowbar. All right, then.
Nice.
Oh.
nice.
One docker shares his experiences on the web. I've been with a couple of guys with skin loose enough. Feels great.
Is he British?
Cockhead to cockhead inside his warmest cover.
Tony Earn?
One of the guys was loose, but not excessively. I could stroke and stretch his skin about 3 inches or so. Or about half of my cock felt all warm and comfy inside there.
And I stuck it in his crevasse.
And then I had some wine and drove back to Park Ridge.
That was you. That was a letter
all
from
right,
you.
Then, Professor Tom, next one. Felching.
Oh, felching. That's okay, easy. Yeah, that's easy.
I know
removing the semen from the anus via the mouth.
With a straw.
Well, it's not only the anus. It involves licking, sucking, and otherwise orally retrieving semen from the partner's pussy or
and it's
asshole.
Step one of a rusty, rusty snowball or dirty snowball.
Or if you prefer cunt. Here?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Be very afraid.
This is one of John's favorites. Metototomy.
What? Scott would know because he pronounces it so eloquently.
Metototomy. Metototomy.
With pasta.
I will never do that.
Spell it, would you?
Meat. We all know how to spell meat.
Metototomy.
O-T-O-M-Y. Metototomy. Metototomy.
Fettuccine with metotomy sauce.
Metotomy.
Sounds good.
To prepare for metotomy, men enlarge the opening of their urethras by cutting or tearing.
Oh, God.
Okay, gotcha.
The Encyclopedia of Unusual Sexual Practices informs us a few men have such a large opening that they were able to insert the glans penis of another man into the tip of their penis. And like you said, Zach, who comes up with this?
Seriously.
Hey, dude, let me slip my urethra and stick your cock in it, all right?
You know, I was thinking about getting the Jaws, the
Jaws
the
of Life.
Of death, Jaws of Life and opening my urethra for you.
With the pliers of death.
What the hell's the matter
with
people?
I've heard of stimulation to the urethra with, like, a vibrating metal rod.
Like you stick in there?
Right, but now you're stimulating pleasure, you know, the inside of the penis as pleasure, you know. So, I mean, that makes some sense.
Here's what I heard.
It to accommodate, I guess it's the same idea.
Here's what I heard, Professor Tom, that we all start out as females in utero.
Yes, we do.
And then whatever chromosome takes over. And then what happens is where we would have a vagina
would
becomes the inside of our penis. It's in the urethra. So in our urethras, we have a little teeny tiny vagina.
And sometimes if you wish.
Have you ever
heard
that?
Who's the professor here now?
That's just what I heard, man.
No,
I'm vetting it.
You leave your penis under your pillow at night.
I'm vetting it with Professor Tom.
The vagina fairy will come.
The vagina fairy.
Some males have a hymen. If you look near the appendix of some human males, it's at one point.
Oh.
it moved on in there. Stuff got shifted around and new stuff grew. I think, can occasionally find a hymen in a male body.
Wow. I think Scott's onto something, because isn't the penis head what would normally be the woman's clitoris?
Yeah, but about 1,000 times less sensitive.
Aha! 1,000 times?
Oh, yeah, the clit's the only human organ that has no other function than pleasure.
Oh, that's nice.
Everything else has some other function.
Pleasure.
Was that that's Erica hot. With the nice? Yes.
Yeah, that was.
All right.
She finally chimes in. Yeah.
Okay, Tom, either turn up your vocals or Erica's got to kick him back a little bit. Tom, you just go up.
I'm maxed out, I believe.
Okay, Erica, wait, kick back
a little. Wait, hang on. Does this help any? This is just my playback, huh? 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah.
So am I too loud?
Yeah, you're a little too loud.
All right, Professor Tom, I only have 2 left. Are you ready?
All right, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pony play.
Oh, boy.
Okay, pony play. A lot of interest on that. It's literally what it sounds like.
Nay.
It's a fetish involving bridle and gear. Sometimes there's a butt plug with a tail, a horse's tail.
Ironically, I'm eating oats right now.
Yeah. Being ridden, being bridled, being cropped. From pony play, you can do a lot of different BDSM.
That's
variants.
A good whip sound. Is that
very good? Outstanding. Thing. And the last one tonight, Professor Tom.
Wait, with pony play, does if the dominator makes a bet on the, you know, the pony?
You can race them.
Does it enhance the erotica?
20-1!
Their pony men, testes to testes. Huh. Have them do a tug of war.
Wait
a minute. Testes to testes.
Come again? Right, so
you've got them on their hands and knees. This has been done without the pony element, but I saw it with 2 pony boys.
And they do like tug of war?
And the dominatrices get on their backs.
Brokeback Mountain.
And ride them as they're facing ass to ass. They're tied testicle to testicle. So you tie a rope around one, then around the other. And then they begin beating them and seeing who can pull the hardest.
John, are you taking notes, John?
Actually, I'm trying to tie a knot around it right now so we can do it on the third part.
All right, then the last one tonight.
My vast effort.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pseudo-necrophilia.
Pseudo-necrophilia is exactly what it sounds like.
You're not exactly dead.
They're half dead.
Well, they're pretending to be dead.
Oh.
And so it's the illusion of necrophilia.
Just have your lover remain completely still and unresponsive during sex. For
and added
realism. A
slightly more dangerous version is to have them passed out.
Nice.
Well, they have suggestions for added realism. Have him or her soak in cold water first.
Yep. Oh, Jesus. Hey, what did one necrophiliac say to the others that were passing the funeral home?
Want to stop in for a cold one?
Wow, it fucking scares me that you two knew that.
John, that's like the 800th time he's told that one. He only knows like 20 jokes.
You guys are like Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Scott, I prefer.
What did the other necrophiliac say to the other one?
It's all about timing.
It's all about the timing.
Would you like to do pony riding? Tie the testicle together?
Professor Tom, yes. I can't remember who the guy is. Zach, I think, on MySpace, said he laughed his ass off for 10 minutes to your W imitation.
Kurge.
Yeah. Kurge.
Please share.
George W. Bush, have you heard that there's a podcast of the President's Radio Address, which is a parody, which is just the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm trying to think of what he said. Oh, the thing about the half-man, half-animal was probably, we will invade the mermen, the merpeople. But he says, yerp.
Yerp.
W is very easy. W, you do Elvis with a little Barney Fife, and you got W.
Nice.
And then you work in courage, K-E-R-G, tourists, with just, tourist, just like the rocker phone, no vowels. Yerp. So the tourists of Europe, they hate our freedom. And then you say things that are really stupid as though you just invented them.
Don't
potato
forget.
Potato chips are good, especially when you put them in ranch dressing.
Don't forget.
He's good.
Evildoers.
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 Yeah, you got the evildoers that attack our courage and our freedom.
That's pretty damn good. Not only does he know what to do with feces with a sexual partner, but he knows how to imitate George W.
See, I need a George W. fetishist.
He's got a better Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation.
Yeah, he does a good one.
Who's like, ride me while you do George W.
He does
see,
all
that.
The,
would be. There's got to be a girl out there who likes that. Yeah, you like that? Won't you take that? Take that.
How are you?
I'm George W. Bush.
George W.
Wow. Wow. I'm asking some questions here. When I invade the back regions, do you enjoy that? Is that yeah, it's awesome. That's actually George Bush doing Bill Clinton's material.
Nice.
All right, Professor Tom, what do you got coming up on Kinky Sex? What can we look forward to on
episodes? Wait, let me see. I got my topics right here on the laptop.
Yes!
We're going to debate art and whether art and specifically if sex can be portrayed in an artistic manner in photography or if all depiction of sex is pornography, period. We're also going to be making semen.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No, I mean a large batch of fake semen.
Bukkake.
For a listener's question where they requested a his girlfriend wanted to do a bukkake scene. He wasn't
haven't done that
bringing
yet?
20 guys in.
You haven't
and
done
so
that
And so he
yet?
Said, is there a way to mix up fake semen and simulate that?
Have you done that yet or not?
No, Elmer, no. We
Elmer's
had to use
glue
it on the
and
have
yogurt?
John and I come down and we'll videocast that.
Oh, yeah? You want to do a cooking segment?
Yeah, and then we could get John naked. And we could dump it on him.
No, you don't want to get me naked, man.
That'd be hot.
We're gonna make test and taste test, which will be a first for Professor Tom. Fake semen. We also may or may not get to foot fetish. Foot fetish is a big subject, so I'm kind of still preparing, and we're gonna record Tuesday. So if you don't hear it on this week's show, you'll hear it probably next week.
All right.
Foot fetish is a big one. I don't want to do it and screw it up, you know.
Can we get back to the art? Isn't it all about the viewer? I mean, how do you make up the viewer's mind?
It is
for
according
them?
To the Supreme Court. There are two definitions. One, they use community standard for a lot of stuff.
It's BS,
use,
don't you
it
think?
Serves, yeah. Well, it also kind of makes sense, though, because then you would have a different definition of pornography in downtown New York than you would in rural Kentucky.
Right.
Which kind of fits with our state's rights, 10th Amendment, blah, blah, blah. The other standard they use is if it has no artistic merit other than – if its only purpose is titillation. In other words, if I'm not trying to make you think or appreciate the beauty of the female form, and that becomes – something a judge would interpret whether I'm just making pornography or if I'm trying to tell a story about Amy something who did the world's largest gangbang.
All right.
And did a documentary about her.
Me love you
and
long
showed
time.
They showed parts of the gangbang in the documentary, but it was clear that it was also artistic because they were talking about her to her, about porno in general, about being a porn actress, about doing, you know, dealing with her family. Her family was from, and I don't want to screw it up, I think it was Thailand, I believe. So very conservative, Asian family. She's American from California. They don't know she did this. They found out.
Slippery, especially when wet. Isn't that right, John?
Yes.
There you go.
Much nice. Like the gangbang.
Hey, now, Professor Tom, I read a story today in the paper.
Yes.
And I think it occurred in this area, in the Chicagoland area. Some girl who was 16 and got pretty much gang raped at some party.
Yeah.
And what the lawyer did was somebody videotaped it. And what the lawyer did is he went frame by frame, the defense lawyer in court, frame by frame, and showed every act of the girl that said that she wanted it. And these guys got acquitted.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'd have to see the video. I mean, I'd have to know the circumstances. That's a tough call because, unfortunately, from Franklin, better that a dozen guilty men go free than one be denied liberty. And that's how they rigged the system, that the burden of proof is on the plaintiff and you have to have beyond a reasonable doubt. And unfortunately, it does mean a dozen child molesters will go free so that one person doesn't get falsely accused and imprisoned for child molestation.
Right.
And that's because they thought that was the lesser of two evils. And I kind of have to agree, but it's an unfortunate because there's no perfect system. That's the best system we've got, yeah? Who desired that? And so as a result, it's plausible. And so now you're, you know, the burden of proof is unfortunately, and fortunately, on the state. And if they didn't meet the burden of proof, then the defense lawyer got them off. That's his job. So
right. Genius by the defense lawyer. Frame by frame, taking it totally out of context.
Desensitize the jury also.
All right,
if
I'll take this
the
out
rape
in post.
Again and again
it's much
and again
too serious for TTN. Total talk nonsense.
No, because when you take it out in post, what are you going to take it out in post?
I'll just put a big bonk in.
What computer?
Just beep it. Make it sound dirty.
What computer?
The defense boop will come over from the boop, and you can make it sound like I'm saying curse words.
Right. That's a good
like
point,
I'm talking
John.
Sexy.
I need a computer.
I need a computer.
I think it's what the Springer show does.
I'm going to do a little celebrity name dropping here.
Uh-oh.
You watch the Springer show?
No. But I do listen to his radio show on occasion.
Have you ever seen his bouncer?
Oh, yeah, yes.
He lives on my block.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He lives on your block?
Yeah, I met him at the block party.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hit him with a chair? He'd never see that coming.
I didn't, but some housewives, some Yenta housewives were like, is that the guy from Jerry Springer? And I said, well, let's go ask him. So we went and asked him.
Yeah,
like,
it's a friggin' blog post, believe it or not.
Really?
What if he podcasts?
Yeah, he does. Well, he did. Air America is what he podcasts, what he broadcasts on, and they just recently tried to go to a pay model. So he'll be podcasting again in 2 months once that pay model fails.
I see. Very good.
Wasn't he a mayor at one point?
Yes, he was, and he's a lawyer.
That's pretty scary.
Why? That people voted for him? Look who's in office. Thanks to you, Zach, who voted for Bush twice.
Yeah, me the one vote.
I can see the first time, but the second time? Come on.
Yeah,
were you smoking?
I made a real difference.
You did. He's in office.
Yeah.
The frickin' presidency was decided by one
Thanks a lot.
the Electoral College called Jack. I'm like, we don't know which way to go on this one.
Let's go to Zach.
Damn you.
Zach's on shadow today. That means 8 more years of totalitarian rule and fascist regime. Thank you, Connie.
All right, John. Are you still there?
Yeah.
We haven't heard from you. What's going on in there?
We've been having some technical difficulties this whole time.
Oh, we have.
I have heard some weird things going on in the headphones.
And you've been overcoming them.
I had to hook up my Arcos and back it up.
Improvise.
So we're going to have some dropouts during this segment.
Oh, some dropouts. What does that mean,
Maybe
dropouts?
Five or six
dropouts.
Maybe.
What was with the goat noises?
What goat noises? What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it.
You heard that?
Maybe.
That was the chimp.
Uh-oh. All right, then.
What?
I was wondering what you were doing in that
panel. All right, then. Yeah, we just had some technical difficulties, but I've been listening to the whole thing, you know, when I'm running around this fucking little room.
Nice.
And I'm out of beer.
He sounds punished.
He's
I'll go get you
beer.
A beer. Cause
are you still there, Professor Tom?
I'm going to go.
Yes, I am.
How are we doing on time?
We're at 27.
27.
My question is Erica there?
I am here.
Well, what the fuck are you just sitting there for?
She's in sponge mode. She's absorbing.
She's just
streaming.
Enjoying the streaming.
Who the fuck can get a word in edgewise?
Either goddamn participate.
Yes.
Bring the mic in with you.
Anybody see any good movies recently? Anybody?
Oh, I saw a horrible one.
What'd you see?
Ultraviolet.
Check.
Ultraviolet.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I've never heard of it.
It's Mila Jovovich, or Mila, I guess it's Mila Jovovich, who is hot. From the Fifth Element.
Hot as hell, right?
Okay. And she is, it's a comic book adaptation, so it's a neat idea. It's essentially they're sort of vampires, but due to a vibe. You ever see outtakes of, like, sci-fi or effects movies when the effects aren't finished? That's what this movie looks like.
Yeah.
Really?
It's
like a
laughably bad. Horrible, horrible. The fight scenes, and, you know, if you saw the Fifth Element, you know she can do a fight scene. She did
right.
a brilliant fight scene.
Yeah.
Amazing in that movie. In this one, they literally do the thing where everyone circles around her in perfect symmetry, attacks at once, and she swing the sword around one time.
Right.
Everyone's dead. They
right.
did it three times, three separate.
They ruined the film, and they said, you know, we're out of money. Here's what we need to do: just
That's
one
what
sword
like.
Swing.
You could tell there was a green screen involved at about half the scenes. I mean, it was laughably. Elvira showed better movies than this in the 80s.
Well, sell it like that, campy, but they didn't have any of that comedy in there?
No, not at all. There was nothing funny, and the script, I mean, nothing worked. The costumes, even, while they were sewn correctly, they weren't like when you left.
They ran out of money, probably. Yeah.
It didn't seem like they had a script. I mean, I would have been okay if it had been a really smart, interesting,
What do you
want to
say
movie?
Now? I don't know. It's not in the script. Hey,
make it up. Run at her in a circle.
But speaking of fight scenes, and John and I have talked about this before, The Rock was in the movie with The Slur, whatever that movie was. And
right.
here's The Rock, who's a professional wrestler and an athlete, and the fight scenes were for shit. Now, why, if you're the director, why wouldn't you trust that The Rock knows what the hell he's doing?
Well, I don't know, because I've never thought professional wrestling looked even remotely real. I mean, to me, it looks incredibly fake.
I completely buy into it. I am totally into it.
See, I mean, I've always thought, wow, that
what
was
do you
a
mean?
Neat flip and a fake hit.
You're
like,
not
it
saying
looks like
it's
they're
fake.
Stomping.
No, it's not.
No, not at all.
The professional athlete, and he's got some agility. I think even though it does look fake, and it is, these guys have to have some physical abilities.
Yeah, but stunt
to
works
to pull
than
off a
wrestling.
Fight scene.
Have you seen him do another movie where he did action where he was really good?
No. No.
See, that might be it. Might just be
might be
the
him.
Kind of thing where like he just can't. Because I mean, again, I've never bought You know what I mean? It always looked like poorly done stunts.
Right.
As far as believability, like it's impressive they can jump off.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Angelina Jolie.
Oh, those were awesome fight
yeah,
scenes.
She looked like a badass the whole time, except for one scene where, what the hell did she do? She did something, and it looked like she was Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
And it completely ruined the illusion for me. But other than that, I thought
she
did a great
job. I love it when she's
job.
Kicking the shit out of Brad Pitt behind the couch.
Right.
It was really funny. Because they didn't show it. And always in movies, the thing is to, you know, show and get up close and use CGI. So I thought it was really clever that they took the cheap way out and left it to the imagination because it made it much funnier to me.
Right.
That was a surprisingly good movie.
I saw a movie.
You did?
I saw, and I know John has seen this movie.
You know what? We're going to have to talk about this in the next.
In part three?
Yeah.
It's all right. That'll be our heavy metal episode.
All right.
But wait a minute. We can't talk with Professor Tom.
All these mouses at the same time.
So we're going to have to say goodbye
yeah.
to our special guest, Professor Tom from
yeah.
Skype.
Thanks.
Thank you, Professor Tom,
I will
for joining
definitely,
us.
Thanks for having me.
I will have this worked out by next week with no problems.
All right.
For
then.
Sure.
And Erica, thanks for having any last words for the TTN fans before you leave, Erica?
Hey, when you guys get done,
call
me.
Have a good night.
All right.
I need to get a favor from you guys.
All okay. right, then.
No problem.
Ooh. So we've heard.
Mm. Hey-o.
All right, talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, John, so in part three, we'll get into the movie that I saw to start out that
yeah.
heavy metal episode.
And we'll take this, yeah, into the heavy metal episode. We'll be right back.
It's part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three. Part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.